Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Chatter for Change. This is episode 14. I am Jacob Harley.
I'm Spencer Hill.
And I am Bradley Hensley.
Today is a very important day. It is National Fentanyl Awareness Day. It's a day on May 10th where we raise awareness about fentanyl and the negative effects that it has.
Social media is a great way of connecting with friends and family. I'm sure all of us have, but it's definitely not a great place to buy pills because even one pill of this stuff will kill.
Fentanyl is odorless, tasteless, cheap, and an extremely potent pill.
It can be, it can actually be laced on other pills as well. And not sure if you knew this, I did a little bit of research. It is 50 times more powerful than adrenaline. Or, like, morphine. Like, it's very potent, very dangerous. Definitely recommend that you do not experiment with it at all. It is recommended in very, very small doses as a pain reliever. But besides that, don't touch it. It's very, very dangerous. But, it's very important to raise awareness about that as well. Because it's involved in more deaths of Americans under 50 than any other cause of death, including heart disease, cancer, and all other types of accidents. It's involved in more American youth drug tests than heroin, meth, cocaine, benzos, and RX drugs combined.
Dang.
So, wow. It has a really high death rate, and it's really potent, like I said. The fake pills, because they are synthetic, have been found in all 50 states. Assume any prescription med you see online is fake, including Oxy, Paracet, and Xanax. Fentanyl's cheap, potent, and profitable, so dealers use it to make fake pills. It can also be found in party drugs like cocaine and MDMA. Illegally made fentanyl is the primary driver of the recent increase in all U.S. overdose deaths. Fentanyl-involved deaths are the fastest growing among 14 to 23-year-olds.
Holy.
That is a lot.
Yeah, it's very, like, very important that we do spread awareness about this and how dangerous fentanyl really can be. That also kind of ties in with our previous campaign that we have mentioned, which is Celebrate Free. And though this includes more than just fentanyl, it does include, you know, drugs, alcohol, basically anything that could hurt someone as well.
Any drug in general, right?
Yeah, it's just very important to spread awareness and make people aware of the negative side effects and dangers that fentanyl and any other drugs or alcohol can provide.
Yeah.
So that's why we're spreading awareness. We gotta help people out, you know. But getting on a different topic, I know I have talked about the character breakfast that happened, but I do not believe that you, either of you two, have talked about it. So let's hear your opinions, talks about it.
Well, I got to be Spider-Man, which was amazing for me. I got to go see a lot of children be very happy to see their favorite characters and heroes, and it was just an amazing little campaign that we had.
Dude, you are, like, perfect for Spider-Man, by the way. You're tall, you're skinny, you're just, like, the best option.
Thank you.
Like, by far. And I feel like I was a pretty decent option for Buzz Lightyear.
You were a very decent option for Buzz Lightyear. How'd you enjoy your little built-in air conditioning?
So, for everyone, if I opened the wrist of my costume, air would come out. I found out that day, and so I pretty much had air conditioning, even though it's really just a bunch of hot air, literally night. It was the opposite of air conditioning.
So it was more using your body heat to make you sweat more?
Pretty much.
Personally, I found it to be very relaxing. Like, you blasted me with it, and wow, that actually felt good.
Well,
it wasn't hot to me, at least.
Are you Woody?
Yeah, I was Woody. Yeah.
So I didn't get to hear your opinion on it. What was it?
It was just really good to experience, like, doing that stuff, you know, making kids happy, giving them an experience that hopefully they're going to remember, you know, making some memories.
Yeah.
One kid decided to stay at my booth and help, which was funny.
That's weird.
Really?
Yeah, one kid decided, hey, Spider-Man's here, I'm going to go help him out, and he helped me get all the stuff off my web.
That's amazing.
Which was fun.
Imagine going home to like your family or like little brother that couldn't come. And it's like, I am now best friends with Spider-Man. You will not believe this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, those are the types of memories like, we need to be making. Yeah.
I got to go help Spider-Man.
Yo, like we're about to go and just chill, and just like watch TV the entire day. It will be the best day chilling with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. That's part of the Yes Youth Council. Actually, applications are open to join the Yes Youth Council. Those are due May 12th.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people signing up for it. So,
you know, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's good. I'm not complaining at all. It's very good.
Yeah. I'm glad that we're getting a lot more people interested, spreading a lot more awareness as well.
Yeah. Only bad part, I haven't turned mine in yet, and it's due on Thursday.
Yep.
So, and she is not going to take them in late, is she?
I don't believe so. I've already turned mine in. And I think Connor's turned his in. I'm not sure.
I almost asked where Connor was, but then I remembered he's not here.
He's not here.
Yeah, he's not here for this episode.
So, what was the best part about y'all's weekend? Because I know that pretty much just ended.
I don't remember my weekend.
Well, then I'll go pretty much like, so my Nana, right? She ended up getting COVID.
Oh,
so she's doing good now.
Oh, okay.
But she's in state where anytime I see her, it's, you know, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Well, she was there and we went to Cracker Barrel for breakfast.
Nice.
And it was really good.
Cracker Barrel's great.
Yeah.
So how did y'all enjoy Mother's Day?
I mean, I'm not a mother, but...
I know you're not a mother, but how'd you enjoy spending time with your mother?
It was good. Which, she really... I'm not even joking when I say this. Mom, if you're listening, hi. I'm not even joking when I say this. From what I heard, there was, like, nothing. So we just made a really good dinner. Good steak, shrimp, all homemade.
Solid option.
What about you, Jacob?
I made my mom a little card thing.
We got... If y'all don't know, I have a big family. So the ones who still live in the house got mom a little gift basket, or not really a basket, but a few things along with a thing of flowers. And then we let my mom choose where we went after church. So we went bowling. She destroyed my whole family.
Dang.
No doubt in my mind she destroyed me because she got like 20 points higher.
Wow.
And everyone else was in the two digits, so that was fun. Along with the dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what we had for dinner that night, but I remember that it was a very good day. So
yeah, Mother's Day is always a good thing. Yeah. Gotta appreciate people, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice and relaxing.
Besides that though, let's see, we're getting very close to the end of school.
Oh
my goodness.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
But it's scaring me because I know some of my friends might not be making it to next year's.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Like, I know some of my friends, like, they moved to this school, like, not that long ago, and we're farther ahead than they were, which is saying a lot because we're a small school.
Yeah.
And they came from big schools, so I was kind of surprised. But, yeah. One of my friends might not even be going to 10th grade, which is going to suck.
Yeah.
Because they helped me.
Yeah. But I'm not even joking. My entire plan, like, first 3 days of summer is either sleep, stay in bed, or sleep again.
That's a mood.
I'm going to invite you over whether you want me to or not.
Joke's on you. You're going to be, like, I'm going to invite you over. Okay?
Oh, good.
Oh good.
So what kind of plans do you have for the summer?
Personally, actually I'm gonna be getting a job, so I'm very excited about that.
Woo, McDonald's. Woo.
I'm not working at McDonald's.
I love how that's the first thing that comes to a boy's mind when you hear someone else say we're getting a job. McDonald's, let's McDonald's. Go
like that's like the if I get a discount a now job.
Let's go
like
that's the ideal job for most kids coming out of our school at this point.
Personally, it's not ideal for me.
I don't want that job.
I don't
job.
Want to either.
But if it has to be my first job, I will make it my first job.
Oh, yeah. If I'm in the position where I have to work at McDonald's, don't get me wrong, McDonald's, I'll be fine with working for you. But it's not
sponsoring.
The
not sponsoring.
Hey, yo, you should totally sponsor us, though.
Yeah, youth council training is in July, right?
Yeah, so that'll be during summer as well. So if you do turn in your application, then you're going to be doing some training, you know, getting some experience, getting to know what youth council is really about.
Which I'm pretty sure I actually ended up missing my first year of this.
I think you did.
Yeah, I ended up missing it because I had something else to do and I forgot to wake up. So, yeah.
So speaking of training, how many pounds can you guys lift since we're going to be out of training?
Oh, goodness.
Or is it more of a communication?
2 pounds.
I think it's more of a like a teamwork type exercise.
So two of us are going to be like bench pressing or I'm kind of confused here. What's the signal?
I know there's going to be zip lining.
Have y'all ever had to do the 4-man push-up where like you put your feet on someone's back and it's like a full-blown square people doing
that. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
It hurts, but it's fun because you have to trust your teammates not to make you fall.
Yeah.
And you have to trust them to go at the same speed as you, and you're just like, don't fall, dang it.
Okay, it really enforces like the idea of like teamwork.
It does, and it's kind of funny how well some people work, and then you look over in the corner, and then there's the group that has me in it.
No, it would be the group with me in it because I weigh a lot compared to everyone else. And I can't do push-ups to save my life.
I got stuck in the group of one of the strongest kids because I'm not one of the strongest. I can tell you that. But when I was doing that, I got stuck in the group with the strongest kid and then a couple more and then me. And we were struggling so much. It wasn't even funny at that point because everyone else had already done like 5 and we had gotten to 1. Great. Afterwards. So
I don't even remember ever doing that.
I only had to do it because I was doing military career class in middle school, and I got mad when I didn't get to do it the second year.
It may just be me, but I never really got, like, why would you want to train like that?
Because some people might want to go to the military, and some people just need self-discipline.
I mean, yeah, but, like, say you're a little, wee little lad, all right, and you're like, I'm going to go to war in, like, 5-10 years.
Captain America before the things.
I think mostly with that, it's a big sign of nationalism. Yeah. So, like, you know, supporting your country and wanting to be a part of it.
Yeah,
now that I think
making
about
sure
that
some sense. Of your family's safe.
Yeah. It could be
like
it could
that's
be,
some reasons.
Yeah, like it could be like, oh yeah, I want to go to war to be able to protect the ones I love as well.
And then there are just some people who have always dreamt of doing it, and
some people, you know, just do it for fun as well.
Yeah,
they just go in being like, yeah, this is something I want to do.
Yeah, because I mean, some people's mindsets are better, and then some people's mindsets are not as good, because mindset's really everything going into some of that kind of stuff. Physical strength is some of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah. The fact that you actually can pass and get into the...
Yeah, if you can get into it off your mindset, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I think you're in the middle of war, that takes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, like, stuff that goes into that.
Yeah.
All right, I want to know how we got onto this
subject. Yeah, how did we get to this point?
We were talking about training in the middle school.
Oh, yeah, and then he asked how many pounds we could lift, and I said 2.
Yeah. But speaking of that, I'm actually prepared for Friday. Friday seems like it's going to be fun.
What's Friday again?
Friday's the training thing that we were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to the 4-H camp, and we're doing high ropes. I can never say that.
High ropes
and
low
ropes.
Low,
yes.
Low ropes.
High ropes, low ropes.
Oh, yeah, I need to turn in that permission slip.
You got a lot of stuff to turn.
No, I only have those 2 papers plus like 3 things of homework. But actually, no, I finished my homework and I turned it in today. Ha ha ha! I
Hooray.
Win.
Let's go.
So besides that, you know, with the end of school, there comes summer break. So you know, you said you were probably gonna be sleeping. I'm probably gonna be doing.
I'm gonna be celebrating my birthday.
Yeah, I was about to say my birthday's in summer, so I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah, me and him are both going to be celebrating our birthdays in the summer.
Nice. My birthday's at the very beginning of the year, so.
Well, happy very late birthday, then.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't start singing. But, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, people get to meet up with their friends. People get to stay drug-free.
Woo!
That's, yeah, yeah, baby! Woo.
Yeah, let's go.
It's very important to, you know, have fun, obviously. But have fun in a very safe and, you know, very, like, self-aware manner. Because, you know, you don't want to be just doing drugs during summer. You want to be having fun. You want to be keeping safe. You want to be making, like, memories that you're really, really, really going to enjoy.
And memories that, let's just say 5 years from now, if you look back on yourself, are you going to be proud?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's like, you, like, don't do drugs, obviously. But which would you rather do? Do drugs or play Mario Kart 8 DLC that's coming out? I think we both know what's the better option.
Obviously Mario Kart. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's great. Summer's great. But you always want to make sure that, you know, you're staying off drugs, you're being safe around people, you're being safe around you know, other people as well, cuz you know, sometimes you are the influence. It's not always other people influencing you.
Like, I know that I am influenced by, like, my biggest influence is probably Caitlin and my dad. But I know my little sister and my little cousin, they look up to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same little outcome there for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have people who are leaders to you, but, you know, even without knowing it, you can be a leader to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that while you're looking up to these other people as a reference and like a guide of what you want to be, you're
setting your own good example.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, not doing drugs is a big part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because if someone else is like, oh, wow, that person's doing drugs, that person's my leader, then obviously they're going to want to do drugs too. And so therefore, you just ended up creating sometimes just an entire loop of people doing drugs because they look up to that other person. And, you know, we're here to spread awareness and not do drugs. We're here to, like, cease that.
We're here to help people who are probably tempted.
Yeah.
More than anything.
And, like, spreading awareness is a big part of that. Because whenever you have people aware of it, it can really change their mindset. Because it can kind of, like, bring them forward of, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Like, me and Spencer have the same PE class, but it turned into health class a couple of days ago, and we were looking at, like, a basketball player who was doing a bunch of bad stuff, and he started heroin, and then that it led just on, and ruined his he finally life. Stopped, and then one guy said, hey, it won't hurt you this time, and that got him right back on the little train that he was already on, and people looked up to him, and it wasn't good. But he finally stopped after he went to another rehab again. So yeah, it said a lot that he went and shared that story anyway.
I know that Robert Downey Jr. originally, before he was Iron Man,
he was
on drugs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had done a lot of drugs before he had ever gotten to be Iron Man.
I would never guess that.
Yeah, he ended up taking a rehab, and he ended up getting the position of Iron Man. And not doing drugs really changed his life for the better.
Wow, talk about going from, like, 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to just never start drugs in general.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you that most people who don't do drugs are most likely happier than people who do drugs, because doing drugs can activate emotions, and then it's just, you're like, I can't stop this because
you're addicted.
Yeah, you're addicted. Yeah, and
you can't stop.
People who have never done it, they are over here living, probably being their best self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know in some of the youth council training, we end up talking about that as well. But despite that, very exciting, you know, very, very good thing to spread awareness. But I do believe that is the end of the episode for today. So, everyone, thank you for joining us today. And we hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, see ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't...